All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for another episode of WTS. What the Schrock? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Kaylee Schrock.
Starting to snow again.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're kind of keeping the fingers crossed for a white Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But, you know, we can hope. So, as a single guy, I have one question for you, because this is the way my single days were spent around the holidays, is relatives would always ask, when are you going to get married?
Yeah, well, trust me, my sister asking that question every day. and it's just one of those things, and you have women in your family, they always hound you, and they ask that question. I still think I'm a few years away. And my as I say that, my girlfriend is walking around the house listening to me on the phone. So
let me just
go to the basement here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Didn't mean to put you into trouble there.
Just throw me right out of the bus, huh?
Are you saying that she's ready now? That she's like waiting with her arms crossed there?
No.
Okay, right.
No. We've been together for about a year now. So,
do you have a stall method though, in case?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think that this one is the. I'm excited about this one. So, this I'm excited. Normally in the past I've maybe had stall methods before, but not with this one.
Okay.
That's so cute.
Kaylee Schrock here on 95.1. It's Dirk and Angie. So Christmas Day then, what's going to happen tomorrow?
My family's always opened presents on Christmas Eve. The night of, we'll have dinner at my parents' house, and my sister and her kids will come over, and we'll do a gift exchange. And then normally on Christmas Day, I'd go to my grandma's, but she's not doing it this year. She's getting up there in age, and she's just kind of said, hey, I need a break from you guys, so I will be going to my girlfriend's dad's house and doing Christmas with her family, which will be the first time for me with her family because we started dating last year, so I'm ready to roll tomorrow.
That's so fun. I hate, I shouldn't say hate. I hate / love the first time somebody brings a new like boyfriend or girlfriend to the family thing. Cause our family's really big and we, love really big and everybody's, you know, very friendly, very over the top. So anytime one of the like younger generations or even us, I guess this age, you know, I'll be dating again, hopefully Lord willing. And so when we, when we bring dates, it's always so fun to see how they interact and how they act. And if their eyes are like huge, like, oh my God, these people are crazy, or if they're like soak it all in and like just jump right in.
So much pressure. Yeah, so much pressure. But I've gotten to know her family well, but I tell you what, on Easter, it was Easter last year, I had a broken nose and I had to have nose surgery, and I was like, had this patch over my nose, like splints in my nose, and Morgan was like, you're coming to my family's Easter. I'm like, not with this thing on my face. So I literally had to meet her whole family with a big nose patch on my face. And everybody asking, like, who the heck is this guy? Like, what is his profession? Why is he meeting me with this, you know, drainage coming out of his nose? It was probably the worst experience and first impression I could have made.
WTS, What the Schrock, Dirk and Angie, 95.1.
Now, I'm confused because when I stalked my normal sites, my normal resources, it told me you didn't get in a fight this weekend, but Dirk said that he thought you may have.
I thought I heard you might have.
It was like a scrum. We call them a little fish fight, you know, and I didn't actually drop my gloves. What happened was the ref made a really debatable call and gave me a four-minute penalty, but it wasn't actually a fight, you know. Santa Claus is coming. I wanted to be good this year, and I'm going to wait till after Christmas to get number 100. So there's some mixed signals, but I did not officially get the 100th fight. I am sorry. It did not happen before Christmas.
So wait a minute. In hockey, when you take off your gloves, that's a fight. Is that like the equivalent, like when I get in a fight and I take my earrings off?
Yeah, something like that. But the way it works in hockey, it's kind of, you have to drop your gloves. The ref has to give you a five-minute penalty. If you don't get that major, it doesn't actually count as a fight.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So
I never knew that.
So the ref was trying. He's a listener, and he was trying to get us that 100th fight before Christmas.
Yeah. But he just didn't give us that extra minute. We needed. He only gave me 4, not 5.
Okay, got it.
So. All right, perfect. So I think from now on, instead of being like, you know, hold my earrings, I'm going to be like, the gloves are off. Oh, my God, is that where that comes from?
That's where that comes from.
Sure.
Yes, that's where that comes from. Light bulb moment.
That's so interesting. I just learned that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I named my dog. My dog's name's Fiverr, like, you know, a pawn for like 5 minutes for fighting. And, you know, you've heard of the band Five for Fighting,
right? Five for Fighting, yeah. We just had them here about a month ago. All right, we're talking to Kaylee Schrock here. Now we're all over the map here on 95.1. It's Dirk and Angie. It's WTS, What the Schrock here. One wish for Christmas? Anything out there?
One wish for Christmas. I'm going to say the kids that we visited at the Children's Lutheran Hospital, that they all have a Merry Christmas. The team had a chance to go over and meet some of those kids, and it was a lot of fun passing out. We passed out stuffed animals, and I just hope all those kids over there have a good Christmas and get their health back soon. That is my wish.
You're like the nicest, sweetest guy ever.
With 99 fights.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I've done a lot of things in my 5 years in the community, but that, and I'm embarrassed to say, we had never went to the Children's Hospital until this year, and we will be going back every month this season, because that was by far the best thing we've ever done, and it was hard to go in there and see those kids, and I just hope that they can have a great Christmas, because man, I thought I was tough getting in hockey fights. These kids are the toughest kids I've ever seen, and they all had great attitudes, and the team and the Comets, we wish them back to full health.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. It is hard to do that. The first time I went to Riley, you don't really get it. I mean, you may donate money and you may think about it, but until you go there, you really just don't get it. So I'm glad that you had a chance to experience that. I think that's awesome.
Glad we had the opportunity to do that.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let me check my Kaylee Schrock mayhem meter. Your number of fights stayed at 6 so far this season. Career number of fights just at 99. Maybe Santa is going to bring us a fight after the holidays. But for now, according to the Kaylee Schrock mayhem meter, we're still at 6 and 99.
I'll get to 100 maybe before New Year's. How's that?
give me
an extension.
The traditional New Year's Eve game at the Coliseum. It'd always be a good one. That'd be a good one.
Full house. It'll be a full house at the Coliseum. So maybe that's for now.
That's right.
Thanks for checking in with us. Have a Merry Christmas, and hopefully you make a good impression on the girlfriend's parents.
Yeah, thanks. I will. Hey, you guys have a Merry Christmas as
Thank
well.
Thank you. See you later.